100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Woo, middle of the week.
It certainly is. How are you today, Ari?
I'm good. I'm feeling quite wholesome this morning.
So oh, really?
When I woke up, obviously because it's dark, pitch black in the house,
sure.
I'm the only one awake. So every morning I see Princeton, one of the fur nephews, the eldest dog, out on the couch in the main room.
Okay, just for context, You're babysitting your brother's two dogs.
That's
at
correct.
The moment.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's one, the old one, Princeton.
Yeah, yeah. And then the young one, who's only about nearly 3 years old. That's Murphy. He's the GSP.
He's the wild one.
He's the wiggle butt. We nickname him Wiggle Butt because of the way he walks and how happy he is to
and
see
how
everyone.
He has a very still butt.
Anyway, so Princeton's just kind of like looking up at me, like, because I turn a light on to obviously see what I'm doing to get out to the garage. So he's looking at me with his like little squinty beady eyes. He's like, hello. And then you've got Murphy, who you can hear him like shake when he gets up because he goes and sleeps on like dad's bed or whatever. So he like comes down and runs down. And he was so good this morning. Didn't make a noise, just wanted to sniff and lick me. And then I was like, goodbye, darling. So it was actually really nice.
You had a little farewell party.
Yeah, and a welcome party when I came home last night.
Oh, how good's that?
It's actually very sweet. I'm very happy.
Quick question.
Yes.
Is there any chance at all they'll just become your dogs?
No. They have to go over to America. Samuel and Sarah, my brother and his wife, they've already paid the fees to take them over. So
doesn't mean anything.
It's very expensive.
That doesn't mean it. You might still end up with these dogs.
Oh, gosh.
This is my new theory.
Mm.
They're going to be your dogs.
I just want mum and dad to get a dog of their own so that they're always distracted and happy.
Hey, you know what? Whatever works, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They are really, truly great friends,
they
dogs.
Are.
Yeah. I still think they're going to be yours eventually.
Oh, maybe one day we'll get one.
New FM.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I've been using YouTube a lot lately. I love YouTube. But what's on there at the moment is, you know how Aussie Shore just started like a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
So it's like obviously like the Australian version of Geordie Shore.
It's supposed to be very wild.
It actually is. Like, it's quite good, but it's very Aussie. I'm like, you know what? I know a lot of these types of people.
Do you know anyone on it?
No. I wish I did because I'd be keeping up with it more so. But because I used to be obsessed with the original Geordie Shore. So what they have over on YouTube at the moment is at least four of the OG Geordie Shore cast members are actually reviewing the show. So they're doing like 10 to 12 minute snippets of each episode.
Right, to see like how it compares to their time on their show kind of thing.
It's like, yeah, they're just reviewing the show, going through it together. It's kind of like a Gogglebox version of a reaction. Oh my God, it is so funny.
This is something I'd be into because the original... To me, the original Geordie Shore.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It was iconic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was just so, like, unique at the time.
Mm.
So to see how they view it,
that's
probably the review I trust the most.
Well, one of the biggest OGs, Charlotte Crosby, is obviously hosting the show.
Yeah.
She's on the couch watching it with her best friend Sophie, who's also in the Geordie Shore house.
Sure, I remember that.
And then you've got Nathan Henry and Chloe Ferry, who's also reviewing
Chloe.
It as well.
Chloe was ridiculous on that show. So
I
funny.
I love them. So if you get a chance to and you just want something easy to watch and while you can recap some of the episodes with the original cast, definitely go and watch that over on YouTube. It's so good.
That is awesome. You know what? I think that's the bit I would like to watch the most.
Yeah, it's all the bite-sized versions. It's fantastic.
New FM. The Novos.
Something more local now. At Barubi Beach. Now, it's a beautiful part of the world out at Nelson Bay kind of way.
I've heard of it. Been to Nelson Bay plenty of times. Never actually visited the beach myself.
Stunning. And often you can get the sort of the place to yourself a little bit. Like,
it's
not too busy, especially during like a weekday or something.
Gorgeous.
Anyway, this lady was down there and saw this weird, like, log on the beach, quite long, probably the length of, say, I don't know, a Toyota Land Cruiser, something like that.
Oh, wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah, but not that fat.
Okay, of course.
Yeah, but that's sort of, you know, give you length. Length matters, you know, or maybe a bit longer, maybe towing a trailer.
Okay.
Right, it was a big old log, some tree that had fallen down 20 years ago and fallen into the ocean.
Wow.
Been floating around all this time.
Oh!
And glued to it are all of these bizarre... like very, very long slugs, probably about 20, 30 centimeters long, emerging from shells.
Shell. Okay,
there are literally tens of thousands of these things all like intertwined and swarming over this thing, honestly. They're stuck onto it like giant barnacles with big slugs hanging off them, like long sausage-type slugs.
What are these things? Are they like some sea of them, snails?
Some of them appear to almost be eating each other.
Oh!
The whole thing is absolutely... We live amongst aliens, and if you've ever doubted it, this is perfect proof. Nature is actually extraordinary. It turns out that these are gooseneck barnacles.
That's what they're called.
Okay. If you Google that this morning, gooseneck barnacles all over a log, and this thing will come up. It is honestly one of the most strange and unusual and slightly unsettling things I've ever seen. And right here in Port Stephens.
Do you think that people just... Look, honestly, aliens, we speculate about them for a long time. They're in movies and whatever. They're just giant slugs at the end of the day.
You know what? When you see these, you go... The Hollywood producers could just use this for inspiration right here from Port Stephens.
New local horror movie.
Yeah, done.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Apparently there's this hotel over in Benidorm, which is, I guess, a hotel area that is very famous for housing a lot of Geordies and a lot
well,
of...
Well, it's kind of like a bit of a trashy Gold Coast, but in Spain.
Yeah.
Is how... More trashy.
I like it. I think it looks like a bit of fun.
Yeah, it's like semi-tropical and it's a holiday area. Everyone's there by the beach having a good time, getting on it, basically.
Yeah, well, and speaking of, so apparently the Climia Benidorm Hotel is set to use a fleet of up to 8 robots stationed in the rooms and reception areas with one specific program to pour beer.
Oh, that is cool.
So automatic bar service by these robots.
Oh, that's kind of genius. I mean, at first I was a bit skeptical about robots pouring drinks, but now I've seen, like, you know, clips of them making, like, pouring a perfect beer.
It's incredible.
Just the right amount of head, which I always love.
Yeah.
And there's your perfect beer.
Yeah.
And you go, well, you know what? Often barkeepers, they do a terrible job.
Yeah, that's right. You can't really trust them.
And doing that thing where they're scraping the head off the top, and you go, oh, give it a break.
You're not supposed to do that. Yeah. But, like, could you imagine, like, perfectly poured cocktails as well?
Oh, my God.
It'd be wonderful. Well, the pilot project, which is called the Hotel of the Future, will see the mechanical team work directly with guests, with the robots also programmed for different functions and able to speak 30 languages. So not only are they serving you drinks from your, like, hotel room, you could just, like, ask, be like, oh, okay, I just need to program this. I want my drink in 10 minutes. So then they'll come up to your room, they'll dish it out to you. What also is amazing about this, it works in the hospitality and cleaning sector, so it can also... bring you your food to your table at the dining room, so you don't need a waiter to do it. They can also clean up for you, all of that. Amazing.
Can I have one of these at my house? Are they for sale?
I wish they were.
Bring me a drink, robot.
We need it at work.
Stinking robot, come in here.
We need it at home.
Yeah.
We need it on the streets. We just need it everywhere.
Well, can we have them and clean the place up? It's looking like a bomb's hit it.
Yeah, start mopping.
Hurry that thing up right now.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, I feel like we've been talking about this for the best part of a year now, this Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight, right?
Yeah, when is that happening?
Well, apparently, because it's been postponed, they're meant to get in the ring on November 15, so coming up very soon in the next 2 weeks or so.
I'm calling it. They're not getting in the ring.
Oh, look, I mean, the showdown has to happen. People have been talking about it forever. They can't just not host it.
I disagree. I think... That they're, well, Jake, which it's Jake Paul.
Yeah, Jake.
I always confuse the two.
Jake's the older brother.
He lives on the headlines.
Yeah, he does.
That's his business, his headlines. I don't think they're actually going to fight.
No, they will. Mike Tyson, I think he was a bit sick around their original fight time. But the thing is, because on Netflix, they've started to advertise the fight.
Really? Okay, yes. That's a big step.
Yeah, so if Netflix is starting to advertise it, you know that it's definitely coming. They're just like, look, you've signed a contract, you've got to do it, it's locked in. So also, what else has come up is a cow from over in India is now making a prediction as to who will win.
Oh, this is always fun.
I love this part of it.
This sort of thing is right up my alley.
Mm. And do you want to know who the cow predicts to win?
Sure.
He thinks, or it thinks, Jake Paul will emerge victorious.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's looking big, is all I'll say. We were just watching some footage of him before.
We were.
He's looking big, but also Mike Tyson looks amazing.
For his age, especially.
Well, there's footage of him training has come out recently.
And he's got more experience, obviously.
Obviously, but he looks amazing as well. Mm. So whatever happens, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I tell you what fight I would have liked to watch.
What?
If their timelines actually were lined up, Mike Tyson and maybe, like, Rocky.
Oh, yeah. That would have been good as well.
Yeah.
But if this happens, it will actually be quite amazing.
Yeah.
I'm still putting an if on it.
I'll probably watch the recap fight. I won't watch the whole thing.
No,
I can't be bothered. But yeah, just for the giggles, I'll watch it.
Very interesting if that comes off. Hey, only a couple of weeks away.
I know.
Amazing, right?
UFM. The Novos.
Since, I guess, the beginning of time when schools have existed and so did corridors, there's always been issues around people and kids running through corridors, right? And the teacher's always like, oh, no, running in the school halls, blah, blah, blah. That's one of the rules.
Always the rule.
Right?
Yeah.
So also one of the, I guess, big things over in America is the fact that most schools over there are, I guess, out of uniform every day.
Yeah.
They don't have a uniform.
It seems bizarre to us, but that's the norm there.
Mm.
Most schools, no uniform.
Yeah, I mean, some private schools, boarding schools, whatever, okay. But in the most part, yeah, out of uniform. Well, because we all know that Crocs are a big thing, not only here, but overseas as well. It's a big brand. It's a big
phenomenon,
fashion trend.
Yeah.
Crocs, to me, hideous. Well, apparently, there's a handful of schools over in America, including in Georgia as well, that has banned Crocs from students' feet, saying that they're a safety hazard when walking and running through the corridors.
Hey, whatever excuse you've got to use to get Crocs off our street, I am for it.
Well, they're increasingly banned the slip-on foam clogs for safety concerns, which are often, you know, accompanied by these little stick-on charms called gibbets. But yeah, and they also apparently pose a distraction to pupils, schools.
You know what? As much as I don't like Crocs, and I think they're ridiculous, saying they are a distraction is actually ridiculous.
Well, what do you think about it?
That's so silly.
When you got these,
what kind of shoes are a distraction?
Well, anything can be a distraction.
Well, that is true.
Yeah,
but it comes down to the kid not being distracted. You can't blame a certain type of shoe.
Well, it almost comes down to, oh, my pencil case is cooler than yours. It's like, well, my gibbets are cooler than yours, type of thing.
Yeah, but kids will figure out any way. It doesn't matter what you ban. Kids will think of another way to, like, show off to their mates to try and, like, be better than everyone else.
Mm.
It's just part of, like, the schoolyard nature. Banning Crocs, they'll just move on to the next thing.
I think it's probably a good idea to ban Crocs anyway, because they're not proper shoes.
Just in society.
And they're chunky boys.
Can we just do that instead?
UFM. The Novos.
Now, obviously, as the weather heats up, parking around our beaches can get a little busy sometimes.
Oh, I think a bit overstimulated. It's overflowing.
Yeah, that's it. So the areas I've had issues parking is Merriweather is probably the worst.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Followed by maybe Nobby's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably Nobby's. Although sometimes, I don't know, Nobby's just seems like people leave eventually and get one.
I'm just going to say all of them. Redhead's your best option because it has the biggest car park.
Well, that is
true. Or Bar Beach is all right too sometimes.
Yeah. Look, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But I think it's been getting a little worse in the last few years.
Sure.
And somebody's put up like a little message online talking about they've got a parking issue at Merriweather. Basically, they live not too far from the beach. And they say, especially on hot days, over the last 2 years, people have been parking and blocking their driveway.
Right. Big problem.
Well, it is. They said, look, I understand, you know, that this, they said, I sympathise with people who don't want to walk miles to the beach.
Yes.
However, we reserve the right to be able to exit our garage safely without obstruction. And you know what? That is actually totally reasonable.
Nothing worse than being locked in your own house.
Exactly right. And I thought at first, oh, look, Merryweather, there might be a few people taking shots at them like, oh, you know, I'll swap your houses. You won't have a problem at Rankin Park.
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of stuff. But there wasn't really too much because it seems like other people deal with driveway blockers.
This isn't just around, like, the beach suburbs.
Not at all. So a few suggestions out there. Maybe get a little, a couple of traffic cones, put them up. They said you can actually pay the City of Newcastle to paint those little lines on each side of your driveway. Like, do not park past this point.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, $150. They got it painted. They said it's made no difference. People still blocking their driveway.
No, it won't help.
Yeah, I've actually experienced it a few times as well because we've got the soccer field right near our place. Mm-hmm. And when there's, like, game day or whatever, or game night, whatever it is, people blocking sometimes. You come home and they're, like, I don't know, 30, 40 centimetres over the edge of your driveway.
It counts.
Well, if you're careful, you could probably wiggle your way around or go in an angle.
Though, right?
Yeah, but if you weren't, like, fully paying attention or something, you just back out as usual, that could be a drama.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you had driveway blockers at Cameron Park?
Something similar. So, because we're on a corner block, right, and when other neighbours or other people in the neighbourhood have, like, maybe a party or quite a few people over, people always use our block, right, for parking purposes. Like, they're parking up on our front lawn.
On your lawn?
A little bit, and, like, if there's, like, trucks or something or big utes, then the back of their ute will be, like, blocking something, and then I can't get in and out of the garage, and I can't even park around the side of the house because they're already up on our curb and our lawn.
Yeah, well, on the lawn is really outrageous.
Yeah.
A few suggestions given. Now, maybe this has been a problem for you. How about this?
Yeah.
They said grab some of it, like, if you drive on a little bit of a slope, get that checker plate, you know, that, like, metal that you can use to, like, lessen a driveway slope, these metal, because it's really hard to parallel park around them. So it's kind of a little, you know,
genius.
A little bit of that. Yep. Or the old witch's hats, a couple of those can, you know, just look a little bit official.
Hey, if you're a tradie, flog them off the worksite.
That's not official advice. Or some people have said a bit more creative.
Yeah.
You can buy, like, a really cheap car and then just park it, like, in a way that no one can park right in front of your driveway.
Genius.
That is kind of genius, actually.
Mm.
Might do that.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Crevo, my boyfriend Will calls me yesterday and he's like...
So he gets on the phone. Hi, Ari. How are you?
No, what is that voice?
I don't know. Just how I've never spoken to him.
Okay, anyway, so he had a day off yesterday.
All right.
And he goes, hey, babe, what are you up to? And I'm like, oh, nothing. Just finished my workout, whatever. What are you doing? And he goes, oh, I'm driving home from the shops. I've had an interesting experience. I said, yeah, what's happened? So he goes, look, I just had my birthday and I thought, I'll just go shopping and I'll just walk around and see what's out. So he walks past one of the stores that houses Lego.
Oh,
right?
he's a big Lego guy, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, and one of the things that he's really wanted was a Pac-Man, you know, like those arcade little game
box
things?
Yeah,
so he wanted one of those. It's like 2,600 pieces, right?
I thought you were going to say dollars.
No, 2,600 pieces. So he goes in, he's like, oh, they've sold out online. Okay, no worries. So he just goes to look around. He sees the last one on the shelf.
He has to have it, doesn't it?
Look, it's for my birthday. I'm going to go treat myself. Goes up to the counter. I don't know what shop it was, by the way, so don't ask me. But apparently he had a couple of coupons. He got $100 off. So he's only paid like $40-$50 for this like big Lego set, which is great in itself. And then he got like special like deals on top of that as well. I don't know how it worked. And then he went to Praise Joe's over at Katara And then he got a free coffee.
Oh, what a day.
I'm like, babe, this was meant to be your birthday. That's Saturday, brilliant. Not Saturday, it's meant to be Tuesday. Yeah. So he was flying. Anyway.
Do you ever play Legos with him?
No, but one of the things he also got was like a little bonus set that came with his Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah, mini one.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's like this little bookshelf and reader type of thing. So he goes, when you come over tomorrow night, do you want to put that together?
Oh,
and I was like, yeah,
a Lego
not?
Date.
Yep.
Are you going to become a Lego person as well,
no,
Ari?
Hell no. Absolutely.
Are you sure?
Not. No, I'm here for the support. I'm here to support him.
Maybe you could get the little like racing car ones and race them.
You know what's funny about this? Because he goes, I think that, you know, I'll give you the small one so you can keep that one, but we can build it together. And I said, hang on, are you giving me the small one to put together per se, because I'm a bit more of a simpleton than you are when it comes to building Lego. And he goes, oh no, like he's backtracking.
He's trying to get you into it.
Yeah.
So you guys have a joint hobby together.
I can't do Lego.
What do you mean you can't do it?
It's too hard.
No. That'll do me. Look, I imagine in the future you two off on Lego camp or Lego holiday together.
Jeez, no.
Travelling the Lego museums of the world.
Over my dead body.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'll stay home.
We'll see.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
One of the people that work here in the front office, I won't say their name because I don't want to, like, get them in trouble or whatever. Okay. Their real estate.
Oh, sure.
But they've moved to a new place recently.
Yeah, which is wonderful.
It is.
New chapter.
Yeah, exactly. They're very excited about it with their partner.
Mm.
Great little spot locally.
Mm-hmm.
But what they said, I was asking them, how's the new place and all that, just when they came in for a chat.
Yes.
Turns out it's a bit of a cockroach problem. They said during the night they've been running around the bedroom and stuff.
That's disgusting.
It seems like this place hasn't been pest controlled for a while.
And look, this does happen. Sometimes these little options get let go.
That's right. And the creepy crawlies can get in and amongst the house. The pests can get in and amongst the house.
Mm.
Sometimes, though, they get completely out of control.
And sometimes you don't even know what's happening.
That's right.
Yeah, you just wait before it's too late.
Yeah, that's right. Suddenly it's too late and they're out of control. For a few experiences over the journey for me with when the pests invade.
Oh, me too. What do you got?
So I lived in it was not a great apartment in Sydney for a long time, and the cockroaches in the area were just terrible.
Just all together.
That's right. We used to bomb the place. We'd put out the baits, and they'd still be coming out the cupboards or whatever. It was a nightmare.
Jeez. They can live through nearly anything.
They can. They're very, very tough. That was experience number one. Number two, growing up on the farm, about once a year, the flying termites would arrive.
Really?
And they would arrive in a swarm like a hot summer's evening, it would usually be. So you couldn't, it would be like you didn't want to close everything because it was steamy and hot. And there would be millions of them.
Mm.
And it didn't matter how many doors you shut, they find their way through the little gap and they'd fly around and like land on you. And they would, just a nightmare. Honestly, it was about once a year they'd turn up out of nowhere.
Okay, quick question.
Yes.
Was it terrifying? Like, that
no,
would be very
terrifying.
Scary to me.
No, they're just very annoying because they, like, they'll get in your, like, shirt and then you're, like, you know, they're going up your shirt in the middle of the night and wake you up.
It's like the 10 deadly plagues of Egypt or whatever.
Something. It was a bit like that. Ugh. We had this, guy staying with us at the time who was, like, working on the farm.
Hmm.
And it was so bad. He was from New Zealand. He'd never seen anything like it. It was so bad that he had a tent that he set up inside his bedroom with all the mesh to try and stop them getting in.
Innovative. I like it.
He was innovative. I'll give him that.
Do what you need to do.
That's right. Have you ever had any issues when, like, the pests invade?
Okay, two. First and foremost, when I was living in Mudgee a couple of years ago. Gosh, I don't know why my stories always go back there.
Yeah.
So this is out in the Midwest. And a couple of years ago, I don't know if anyone remembers, but there was that big mice plague problem.
Yes.
Right?
That was huge. Yes.
Well, look, I was lucky because I was up in a tall unit, so I didn't have any mice in my unit, so that was good. But when I came to work at the radio station out there, they had mice everywhere because obviously it was like backed onto like bushland or something
oh
like
my
that.
God,
so it was easy for the little mice to come in, breed in there, all that. So there would be like mice running across my feet some days, like in the studios. It would be awful. Second of all, one of the apartments that I lived in Wollongong, not great for cockroaches either. Now, it was an older place as well.
But sometimes, yeah, they're the ones that have it, isn't it?
They just loved that building so much. There was like heaps dying on the stairwell. There was heaps in my apartment. Yeah.
It was a big issue, right?
Mm, yeah.
So this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. When did the pests invade or get out of control? Maybe it was like recently or when you were younger or whatever.
Whatever story you got.
4967-4105 is the number to call. In Port Stephens, Matt, what's your story?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good, Matt. What happened?
So really close family friends of mine, they moved into a little house of theirs that they've got now. Mm-hmm. And they found out they got lots of the little German cockroaches.
Yes, that's a fun way of saying cockroaches.
Yeah, yeah.
So they used to always get them in the microwave and they'd short them out, like in like where the buttons and all that are.
Yeah.
Got to the point where they do not own a microwave anymore. And they will not go and buy a microwave.
Oh my God, so they kept crawling into the circuit board and ruining their microwave.
They just targeted the microwave only every single time they got a new one.
You know what that is? It's all the smell of food in and around microwaves.
Yeah, but that's not common, though. Like, I don't have cockroaches in my microwave. Do you, Crevo?
No.
That's
and I'm
so strange.
I'm glad that I don't.
Oh, bleh. That actually makes me feel sick.
I like to have food in my microwave.
I'll
not
be double checking that at lunchtime.
There you go. That's it.
All right, let's go to Emmy in Bulga. Good morning. What's the pest issue?
Millipedes.
What? Millipedes?
Yes.
Where? How? What's happened?
Okay, so I moved into a house back in 2015 and it had been unoccupied for a little bit prior to us moving in.
Yeah.
And when we had walked in the door, the outdoor area was a bit overgrown, so we're like, oh, okay, millipedes there, that's understandable. The minute we walked in the laundry in the house, it is like somebody had taken the roof off the house and dumped a dump truck load of millipedes into the house. They were carpets, walls, cupboards,
what?
Roof, everything. They were in the windowsills. It was disgusting. I've never seen anything like it. The whole carpet was black because there was that many of them.
Oh. Ari's gagging in studio here. What was your reaction like? What did you do in that situation?
I gagged a fair few times some more because you had to walk through and check the house. As I'm walking through, it's like crunch, crunch, crunch. Trying to kick them to the side and not crunch them into the carpet. But we ended up carpets cleaning, wiping all walls down, windows, everything, and still for weeks after it, even having the carpet professionally done twice, everything just felt ick because,
Oh, God, you'd have to vacate. Yeah, I would never stay there.
Are you still living there or what's the situation?
Yeah, I still live there now, nearly 10 years later, and have never had a problem there again with the millipedes. So,
what a bizarre story, though.
I'd have to get like a SWAT team of pest controllers in and like stay there with me for a week just to get them out.
Just to be comfortable.
Yeah. Well, even when you guys were talking about before, just about mouse plague, we suffered that badly as well. And I remember a few years ago coming home, going for a night out, and I was like, oh, I'll pack these towels away that I folded. As I picked the towels up, 5 mice have come out from underneath it. I've thrown the towels everywhere. Here I am, 11 o'clock at night, pulling the lounge room apart, only to discover I was losing mouse traps for some reason. Turns out the mice that had been getting trapped had actually been pulling the dead mice under the lounge and eating them, and the traps were actually under the lounge.
Emmy, I think you've got quite a few horror stories underneath your belt.
Emmy
there.
Is like the Pied Piper of pets.
She is.
Wherever they go.
What a talent. That's a superpower.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, let's try and make another local winner here this morning.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's Lowest Deluxe time. Now, if you've never heard how this works, that's okay. Here's how it goes. I'll be grabbing three things from local shops.
Okay.
And you just need to put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. Now, today I've been shopping at the Sunglasses Hut at Katara.
Fun.
Total Tools at Sandgate.
Oh, get your tools.
And Domino's at Wall's End.
Ooh, pizza.
That is a good way of describing what they sell.
Okay, this is interesting.
So, all you got to do is put them in order. The three things I grab from cheapest, middle, most expensive. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to Kylie in West Wall's End. Hey, Kylie, how is your suburb this morning?
It's a lovely, shiny day. Pity I have to go and sit in the office.
What do you do for work, Kylie?
Auditing.
Ooh, that sounds difficult.
All right. Yeah, it sounds hard. Is it as hard as it sounds, or is a lot of it just like you turn up and do, oh, yeah, your books are in order and
lots
leave?
Lots of snack breaks.
different kind of auditing. It's quite difficult, yeah.
Okay, that sounds a bit mysterious, and that's okay.
Let's see if we can get you a prize. You know how Lowest Deluxe works, Kylie?
Yes.
Yeah, you're all over this.
Let's
all right. Item number one from Domino's at West Wall's End. Mm-hmm. It's a store deal. Four large value pizzas and four sides.
Mm.
Okay? It's a special deal there.
Okay.
Item number two is the DeWalt 3,600-watt electric start inverter generator.
Damn.
That comes from Total Tools at Shortland. I mean, sorry, at Sandgate. I don't know why I said Shortland.
Close enough.
In my mind. At Sandgate.
Okay.
Item number three are the Ray-Ban Clubmaster Classic sunglasses from Sunglasses Hut at Katara.
Okay, this is the proper Ray-Bans,
The real Ray-Bans. Okay. Yeah. This is not, you know,
the knockoff version.
Day-Bans from Bali.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so just to review, you've got the special deal, which is four pizzas and four sides from Domino's.
Yep.
You've got the 3,600-watt DeWalt electric start generator. And you've got the Ray-Ban Clubmaster Classics. What do you reckon's the cheapest?
The Domino's.
Okay, Domino's pizza deal. All right.
Yep.
What's in the middle then?
I'm going to go with the Ray-Bans.
Ray-Bans in the middle, which puts the generator at the top. It's time to reveal some prices.
Okay,
so from Domino's over at Wall's End, that four large pizza deal comes in at $47.
Okay, not bad.
The Ray-Bans, the Clubmaster Classics, on sale at the moment, $254.
Ooh.
Which means you need that generator to cost more. And good news for you, it does. It's $1,799. Yay! Well done.
Good job, Kylie.
Not only are you auditing the books, you're also off to the cinemas. That family pass is all yours, and you're in the draw for $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland. Well done.
Awesome.
You came, you ordered it, and you conquered, and we appreciate that.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I've got a bit of beef with TPG, the internet company.
Oh, here we go, some drama.
Okay. First of all, I'll start with their good points.
Okay.
Price is very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like under $50 a month, and I don't think it's unlimited, but it's all the internet I can ever use.
Okay, that's
like,
fine.
Like, I never run out.
Yeah.
And it never... Like, the other good thing is, don't really have it where it disconnects or anything. So,
oh, how good.
Overall service, I'm pretty happy with.
Okay, that's fine.
When it comes to ringing up if something's wrong, oh, my God, such a nightmare.
Okay, so what are we talking about? Being put on hold for a long period of time?
Yes, correct. Okay. That is involved. I'm going to tick off some of those types of things. Okay. Put on hold for ages, yes.
Okay.
When you get through, it might not even be they say, oh, wrong department, try again.
Yep.
Callback service. Takes ages or they don't even ring back.
Never experienced that one, but okay.
Anyway, the last couple of months I've realised we're being double charged on one of the accounts.
Oh, dear.
So we've got one for the shop, one for home.
Mm-hmm.
The shop one and the other one. Anyway, it's being double charged for the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is not such a big deal. I mean, it's kind of annoying, but something that can be dealt with, right?
Yes.
So I ring them up yesterday and I was like, I got through pretty quickly.
Well, that's not bad. So, good start.
A good start. And I said, look, this has been happening. I need you to help me change it. The lady literally said to me, she said, "Oh, unfortunately, the system for fixing that isn't working. You'll have to try another day."
The system to fix it. So it must be like an internal issue possibly on their
end. This is what she's claiming.
Okay.
Yeah, and she said, "You'll have to try another day." She's quite rude on the phone.
Oh, she's trying to get you away.
I think she was.
Get rid of him. Come on.
Exactly. Yeah. So I sort of called her bluff. I was like, no worries. Hung up the phone. I was a bit annoyed at this point. Because literally they're double charging. So this needs to be fixed.
Yeah,
right?
Their problem, their fault.
Exactly. I rang back like 5 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, of course, ages on hold. The whole music goes for ages. And then it said, if you want to request a call back, do it. Press like some button. So I did that. Eventually they called me back. And the lady was able to fix it. I said, is there any chance that the system for fixing this is not working? She's like, no, it's fine.
Wait, so this is a completely different customer service
person.
Yeah,
I just didn't believe. You know when you speak to somebody in a call centre and you just don't believe what they're saying?
Bit way too short with you type of thing.
Yeah, she was quite rude.
Yeah.
And the way she, like, it just sounded like a fake excuse. Mm. Like maybe she'd either coming to the end of her shift
or probably
wanted a lunch break or just didn't feel like fixing my problem today.
Yeah.
The next lady, within 5 to 10 minutes, had it all sorted, which means either that first person was lying to me, which I do suspect.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But have no proof of.
Mm.
Or maybe she just wanted to finish her day early or something like that.
Oh, for goodness sake, people.
While the price of TPG is very cheap, the service sometimes it's got a little bit to be desired, is all I'm saying.
Fix your stuff.
Fix that call center. It's driving me mad.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Kid.
Good morning. My name is Maddie McLean. I'm 11 years old at Tomaree Public School. And I'm today's Weather with Kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny, light winds, tops of 27 degrees. Right now in Madawi, it's 17 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, well done, Maddie.
Good stuff. That's a very nice pace, first of all.
Yes.
Great diction. Mm. You've done very well.
Good projection too, might
I
add.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. You're getting all the compliments. You deserve them this morning.
Getting all the analysis done.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting, though, Maddie? Because I think we've been told that you're speaking in front of your school at Tomaree Public very soon. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that. Is it a big speech or something?
So every year the Year 6 get to try out for Student Executive they want.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be going for Student Executive and
school
captain.
Ooh, both. Okay.
Amazing.
Well, I think you do a very good job because you are a very good public speaker. So you're well on your way.
Very confident as well. And apparently you've also got a dance concert coming up as well. So another stage performance. Yeah.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I've done one since I was like 3 or 4.
Oh my God.
You're a pro.
Yeah, well experienced.
You know what you're doing.
Here's us worrying about, you know, whether you'll be fine. Of course you will,
yeah,
mate.
Exactly.
That'll be brilliant. Now, I do believe as well you've got some shout-outs you want to do today. Who do you want to shout out?
Sophie Godfrey, Tara Weingott, Elle Hesketh, Annabelle Johnston, Sky McLennan, Uncle Rob, 45Z, Ms. Zimmerman, Miss Sheba, Miss Rhodes.
Oh my
wow.
God. You have a little list prepared and I love that.
Yeah, your own little like crew, your own posse. So what's that? Family, friends and teachers?
Yeah.
Pretty much. You've wrapped it all up. And a shout out to Mum as well for bringing you in.
Yes.
Yes, don't forget Mum.
Go Mum.
Exactly right.
Well, congratulations, Maddie. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland where you can jump, climb, party and play unlimited playtime. So stay all day. Open out Charlestown and Green Hills. Kidsworldplay.com.au is where you can go also to find out more information. And don't forget, if you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid and read the weather for us live on air next week, get on it now at newfm.com.au.
Congratulations, you've done a great job. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now we're moving into the area of what your partner does that's annoying while they're sleeping. So this comes after, Crevo, you and I saw an advertisement for a new style of bed that's on the market at the moment that's kind of temperature controlled and regulated.
Yeah, so on one side of the bed, you can have it like 21 degrees.
Yeah.
On the other side, you can have it like 24 degrees.
Yeah, depending on what you're comfortable sleeping in, what conditions you like. Everyone's a bit different.
So are you more of a hot sleeper or a cold sleeper?
I like to... Okay, so here's my optimal type of sleeping style. So I like to have a fresh air, like fresh breeze. Okay. So it's nice and cold.
Yeah, so maybe a little aircon breeze
situation,
coming on you.
Yep. Yep. And I like to have like a couple of blankets over me.
Okay.
So cold temperatures, warm conditions in the bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Mm-hmm. What about your partner?
Look, he runs a bit hotter than I do.
Yeah.
So like he's always like a little hot water bottle. Yeah, I don't know.
Which would be good for snuggling up
to. It is. He's perfect in winter. In summer, though, I kind of have to move him over.
Yeah, right. He gets a bit too hot.
Yeah, but he likes, the more blankets, the better. He likes more blankets than what I do, which is very strange. So then I get too hot during the night. So then I have to change my sleeping situation, my clothing, pajamas, whatever.
Sounds like trouble in paradise.
Oh, can be. Okay. What about you, Kreebo?
So for me, I'm probably a bit, run a bit hotter as well,
okay.
I reckon.
Yep.
But also in winter, there's been in the past, there's been blanket battles. So,
ooh, hoggers.
Yes. Mm. I'll wake up sometimes, teeth chattering, I'm all cold because Emmy's rolled the blanket around herself like a burrito and I'm left with nothing. I'm like, where's that gone? So we actually moved to a two doona system.
That's brilliant.
So we just have one each. And that way, you know, if you end up with none, it's because someone's stolen the both. But that's not usually happening.
Okay, well, that's good. That sorted that problem.
Yeah. I'm also a little bit of a snorer,
ooh,
which is not a great habit.
I'm a talk in my sleep person.
Oh, really?
And I twitch and kick a bit too.
And you're a kicker.
I think I'm the annoying person in the relationship. I have to ask Will.
Karate kicking during sleeping. That is an annoying sleep habit.
Yeah, unfortunately.
This is what we thought we could do. Mm-hmm. 4967-4105. What's your most annoying partner sleep habit?
Or anything.
Maybe you want to dob yourself in.
Yeah, look, I just did, and it's okay.
Yeah,
we're friends. We're all friends here.
That's right. It's all fun and games. Hey, if you've got an annoying partner sleep habit, maybe it's yourself, or maybe you want to vent. You know, oh my God, I haven't got sleep for a week because of this going on. Maybe you've got a karate kicker like Ari, or maybe a snorer, that sort of thing.
Maybe the habits that have led to a bit of a sleep divorce system happening.
Oh my God.
Have to sleep in separate beds or couches.
Please not. 4967-4105. Producer Mark, you wanted to chime in here.
Yes, I did. Well, when we were talking about it the other day, something that I could think of. So I don't want to fully dob my wife Fliss in because it's nothing that's like, it's nothing really bad, but I wouldn't say she snores. I know it's a pretty typical one, but she just breathes loudly enough that if I'm trying to get to sleep and she's fallen asleep, when she's breathing loudly enough, that really bothers me.
And you can't exactly tell her to breathe more quietly, can you?
No.
Exactly.
No.
All right, let's
bad.
Go to the phones. In Ashtonfield, Brenda, what's your story?
I just freak people out. I sleep with my eyes open.
Oh, no, Brenda, you're one of those.
I've been doing it ever since I was a real little one. Used to freak me grandma out all the time, and then I slept over at a couple of friends' places a couple of times, and my friends woke up in the middle of the night and had one look at me, thought I was a dead dude, and screamed the house down, freaked everyone the heck out, and I weren't allowed to stay there anymore. So,
oh my God, you got banned from other kids' houses? How traumatic.
That is funny, though.
Yeah.
She's
certainly.
Like, oh, well, it's been a horror story for me ever since. Okay, let's go to Kate in Patterson. Good morning, Kate. Who are you dubbing yourself in or your partner for the most annoying sleep habits?
Oh, my partner. Definitely my partner.
What are they doing?
Okay, so he's always been a little bit vocal in his sleep and moves around a bit, but I will never forget the first time I took him to Aldi. He was a bit overwhelmed by the self-packing and the speed of the cashier. Yeah. Anyway, in the middle of the night that night, I woke up and he was on all fours on top of me, fast asleep, going beep, 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 scanning groceries. And I'm like, oh, my God.
What is going on at your house, Kate?
That is all so strange. And I feel like maybe he's got a future working at Aldi. Because he seems to have the whole checkout thing sorted.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Well, big congratulations to Beach Hotel Merriweather.
Oh, I knew you were going to bring up this story.
Yeah, crowned 2024 Regional Hotel of the Year.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
fantastic.
That is impressive in front of more than 1,350 industry leaders.
Crazy.
I mean, we've got a bunch of local winners around our region as well, but that is a big one to win. That's a big gong. Of course, Best Burger. Now, we were talking about the nominees earlier in the week.
Yes.
Lakeside Village Tavern at Raymond Terrace.
Brilliant.
Shout out. I've had that burger. It's good.
You know what's also good about that place as well? The tavern has also won Best Family Friendly Hotel.
This is brilliant.
Goes arm in arm. Yep.
It certainly is. And, you know, to have our locals shining on the big stage is always a good thing.
I know. I feel so happy for them. One of the things that I was really interested to see was the best unique bar experience went to the Underground at the Grand Hotel in Newcastle. This is like a speakeasy style
sort
bar.
Of, yeah, very
I've
cool.
I've never been, but I've heard great things about it. So there you go. Some very well worthy winners.
That's right. Our locals are shining. Mm-hmm. And I love to see it.
The Novos.
Something that I think should be even bigger in news is this brand new style of food that's been created just kind of west of us. So at the Dubbo Meat and Seafood Centre, staff are now ordering more of the meat than ever before. So if you go down to your local deli, wherever you're living at the moment, you'll usually see like lunch meats, right? Ham,
a little,
bellina,
mortadella. Those ones, salami. Especially at your sort of, I guess, you know, like a Woolies or Coles or something, right? There's a bunch of those.
Well, the humble and very cheap lunch meat, Devon, is now being turned into the ultimate hangover cure. It's called crumbed Devon scallops.
Now, this is, so if you're trying to imagine what it looks like.
It looks like a chicken patty.
Sort of, yeah, like 1 centimeter thick.
Mm-hmm. Chicken burgers?
Yeah, like a chicken burger. Yeah. Exactly. But then it's crumbed in like a, it sort of looks like a chicken nugget crumbing, basically.
Yeah, it's like a deep golden colour and you just fry it off.
Yeah, and you know what? Oh. I actually think this might be delicious.
It actually looks amazing. So, yeah, so like Crevo just said, it's a thick cut slice of the Devon. Usually you'll get it like really thinly sliced so you put it on your toast or your sandwiches or something.
Sure. But everyone knows what Devon is.
Deep fried to a crispy golden perfection. They say that it is the best hangover cure. I'll believe it when I see it. But I was watching this on the Today Show with you yesterday, Crevo, and we were both like, you know what? That looks all right.
Yeah. So this is, I think this is invented by this place in Dubbo. So it's the Dubbo Meat and Seafood, like you said. I actually know, personally know this business. Like, I'm not friends with them or something, but I've been in there a few times.
So because, you've shopped there.
Yeah, I used to, for about a year, I lived in Dubbo when I started my radio career.
Okay.
And I was probably only less than a kilometre from this business.
Ooh.
It's kind of a funny business. Now, when I what I say about it, it's like a big tin shed. Like, by itself. Like, it's not like a, you know, butchers are often in a strip of shops or in a mall or something. Yep. This is like this big tin shed. And it's like one of the only places in town you can get like certain seafoods. Like, they get quite, they're quite a broad range of stuff. Yeah. The staff there are like kind of larrikin-ish and, yeah, they're,
okay.
It's kind of a cool place, actually.
Left of centre in
exactly.
a way.
Exactly. So, to me, this is no surprise that whoever's behind this is these guys.
I think it's been stuck in my head for 24 hours now.
Yeah.
So, like, as soon as we wrap the show and we finish work for the day, I think I might go to one of our local supermarkets, grab, like, some big bits of Devon and crumb it at home, and I want to try this.
Well, the thing is, the like the crumbing they've got on there, it's stuck on so well.
Yes.
I don't know how they've done it, you know? Because if you
crumb. Lots of egg?
I guess so. A lot of egg to make it stick really well.
Yeah.
But, you know, you make your own and that'll be one thing.
Mm.
But to try the original from the DMC, that is something else, isn't it?
I could go like a bit of tomato sauce and some mayo on that.
You know what? The dipping sauce I think is so important.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting a little bit too excited about this, but check it out. I really think these guys have invented a new food that
Good
could become a staple for Australians.
UFM. The Novos.
I did not realise that underground solariums were such a big thing. Now, solariums are these big old, like, tanning bed things that you'd see in it looked like on 80s TV shows. That's where I thought they exclusively lived.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody, you know, in a bikini rolls out of it with the cucumbers on their eyes and a tan, and you think, what has happened there?
Hilarious.
Now, they were big business, though. I had no idea, because obviously it's not my area of interest.
Well, this was before, I guess, regular spray tans were a thing.
Yeah, so people used to roll into these sunbed things, yep. And they'd come out with...
They would bake.
Yeah, bake, essentially. Yeah. They'd come out with, you know, basically sunburnt in a way.
Fried and crispy.
Exactly. But in 2015, they went, nah, these are banned in everywhere except Northern Territory. I guess it's so sunny up there that they don't worry about it.
It doesn't really matter. Well, because they're dangerous, I believe. Wasn't
that's
that
right.
Reason?
So 20% more likely to get skin cancer.
Ooh.
And it, that risk jumps to 59% if they're used before the age of 35. For young
really?
People, really quite dangerous, it
yes.
seems. Now, back in like a few months ago, Current Affair did a little investigation onto these underground sunbeds. Now, they're not literally under the ground.
Okay.
They're basically black market. Somebody gets one, shoves it in the garage, fires that thing up, and then they charge people to use it. Here's grab from the story.
Despite being outlawed several years ago, underground solariums are continuing to boom, popping up all over the country.
Now, it is
wow.
all, it, like, this is astonishing, right? But then you hear about the money involved. Have a listen to this.
When we send in our cameraman, he finds the solarium behind a wall in the garage. The bin is full. If the sunbed's being rented out, say, 8 hours a day, that's almost $1,000 a day in profit. That might explain the flashy Mercedes out front.
Oh, now, my God.
I'll let you take from that what you will.
That's a big paycheck. Every day, roughly?
Yeah.
And wow, you never work again.
Well, that's the thing. Now, I was watching this TikTok video. Audio is terrible, so I can't play it for you. But basically this, like, Sydney influencer or a wannabe influencer said, if you see a tanned bee on the streets
yeah.
during winter, you can guarantee she's using an illegal solarium.
Or just getting a regular spray tan at home, like rubbing it on you.
That's the thing. She definitely ain't going to Bali every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Touché.
Well, she said, I used one a few weeks ago and then I'm going to use one again. They're everywhere.
Wow. I did not know about this.
Who knew that these things were, in quite air quotes, everywhere?
So if they're in Sydney and other parts of Australia, perhaps, and this is still a network running, do you reckon there might be one or two in our region?
Well, it's quite possible.
Very possible.
All I can say is steer clear of these things.
Mm.
Grab yourself a bit of Bondi Sands. Rub that all over yourself. It's the same effect.
It's safer. You know what? I see a lot of Audis and Mercedes at Cameron Park. I wonder if there's an underground business in my suburb. Here we
maybe.
Go.
Maybe.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So some exciting personal news from my family.
What's happened?
Well, I got home yesterday and Dad was like, hey, Ari, how was your day? I'm like, yeah, good, Dad. Like, I was busy, so I was just pottering around the house, not paying attention. And he goes, oh, just a quick bit of news. I said, yay, what's up? And he goes, oh, I've got a job for next season. I said, what do you mean? You mean soccer? He goes, yep. I'm like, finally, he's back.
This anyway, is good because he's a fantastic soccer coach.
Oh, he is. He's very, very professional.
Very passionate.
He's got like nearly 30 years worth of experience. I think more than that, actually. He's an older man now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's been playing since he was a kid as well, and he's in his 60s, so take that what you will. So I think the new technical director or one of the lead coaches or something like that for Walls End Football Club. So this is the Red Devils.
Up the Red Devils.
Yeah, that's right. He's worked with Walls End before, so that's great.
Familiar, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, he's got a job as one of the technical directors.
This is so good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, having that kind of, I guess, challenge, it's very fulfilling.
It is, yes.
And especially in an area you're passionate about, do the work that you love, and that's you'll never work.
Well, that's what he's always said as well. He's very wise and within himself. Mm. But I just think it's great. Dad needs to get out and spread his knowledge around. And, yeah, it's up-and-coming footballers, watch out. You've got a great coach ready to go for next
love
year.
Love to hear that. Mm. Love to hear that. Great bit of personal news, like
that's
you
right.
said.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
E-scooters. Oh, my God. They are everywhere, it seems. In fact, there are 460,000 in homes across New South Wales alone.
Oh, God, and probably more than half of them is just in Lake Macquarie on its own.
It feels like that. But they're currently, technically, illegal to ride on roads and streets.
Interesting this. Like, if it's so illegal, why is everyone literally, like, risking it and riding it on the roads consistently?
Well, that's the thing. They've sort of been in this legislative grey area. Like, you're able to purchase them. You see them at JB Hi-Fi or whatever.
So that's where they're coming from.
Well, all over the place. There's specialty shops. There's all sorts of things.
Ban them.
Illegal to operate in public spaces. So it's very, like, you're technically only allowed to ride up and down your driveway or around your house or whatever. But they're everywhere, right?
Mm.
So they're trying to sort this out under New South Wales law changes. They're trying to make it different. So essentially what will happen is the idea behind these new laws, off limits to under 16s.
Oh, good.
Well, a lot of people will think that, except if you're under 16 and own an e-scooter, you'll be absolutely blowing up. You spent $1,200 on it or whatever they cost.
As if they would be paying for their own. It'd be the parents paying for it.
Often the way, but yeah. Maybe they have. But they'll be able to mingle with cars, bikes and other pedestrians, so they'll be able to go on the roads.
Mm.
But you'll also have, like, helmets mandatory. And your same blood alcohol limits as driving a car.
I feel like that's just the same idea as, like, riding a bike. That's not... I don't think that's going to do anything, actually. No, I'm against it. Because, like, look, putting the age ban...
How do you think it should be?
Look, the age ban is great. In fact, I would probably go no one under the age of 18.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Like, because of the fact that... No, look, I'm not grouping young people all in the same territory here, but most of the time it's the young ones riding these e-scooters. They're using them the wrong way, or they don't know how to ride them properly, and they're being too careless. And it's making the roads and even pathways dangerous for people.
Okay, hear me out, 16 to 18 thing.
Okay, yep.
You can't have it so you can drive a car but not ride an e-scooter. To me, that's a bit odd.
Yeah, okay. Well, fair enough.
16. I think the 16 years thing might be good, though.
All right, I hear you.
Because if you're on the road, you know, under 16, riding on the road, maybe I think that's probably the right way to do it. And the other thing is maybe they need to do something with not an e-scooter license.
Okay.
But... in, like, other countries, they have it so you have to scan your driver's license and then you use the e-scooter.
Okay, fair enough. So
or maybe just use your driver's license.
Fair enough. So if you've got your driver's license already, whether or not that's your learner's permit, your P's, or your full, you're aware of the rules of the road as is.
That's right.
So maybe that would help, I guess, better the conditions.
I think a lot of people in the community just want it to be safer. Mm. Like, especially, like you said, around Lake Macquarie, there are so many of them. You see them up and down the main roads there.
Well, I talk about my suburb all the time. I love where I live, but it can be so unsafe with these scooters. I'm telling you now.
They need to rush these laws through because, you know, under the Christmas, you know, tree this year.
There's going to be a few.
There's going to be a lot of e-scooters. So they need to figure out what's going on before then.
Either that or just get them a regular skateboard, go back to the 90s.
Well, that would be simpler.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
We're basically finished for today.
Yay!
But before we do, look.
No, I do love this show.
You're just excited because we got another show tomorrow.
I'm very tired.
That's okay. We do have to award a prize. And today, it's $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland. Friends of the show.
Yes.
Terrific food. And who does that go to, Ari?
Look, we had a lot of great callers this morning.
A lot.
We're going to give this one to Emmy in Bulga. She told us some wild stories about the pests that have invaded her home over the years.
Room carpeted in millipedes.
Yeah, a whole house, actually.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So congratulations. That is all yours. And we've got these to give away all week. So just get involved with the show, with whatever your stories are, and that could be yours.
Yes.
Like Emmy in Bulga. Well done. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.